Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff from Coach Campy earlier. Oakland with that huge win last night. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Now, let us get right to it and get you caught up on everything going on in the tournament.
NCAA tournament update.
All right, Joseph, let's get updates here. First of all, in a break, Northwestern 54-50 over FAU. That with 5 minutes, 19 seconds left in that game. Joseph, what else do we have here? Baylor and Colgate, what do you got?
Big sweat, don't care about any of that. The first 2-10 is off and running. We won the tip with Western Kentucky. We missed 2 shots right off the bat. Marquette came down the court and scored, so it's 2-0. Race to 10 here. I'm standing. First time in radio history, standing in studio, sweating this, and Northwestern.
We are playing that live as we speak. That is plus 200 Western Kentucky to get to 10 first against Marquette.
It is now 2-2.
2-2.
2-2.
Okay. San Diego 16, UAB 13. That is with about 8 minutes plus gone by here in the first half. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Joseph, here we go. Rebound. Big three-pointer, Western Kentucky. It's 5-2.
Okay.
5-2, only 5 more points needed. Get a stop.
Now, Joe is way in front of me because I am watching on the internet right now, so he will keep us updated on this live betting. Western Kentucky race to 10 at plus 200 against Marquette. I like it so far. All right.
Look at you. My heart's all over the place. We got this Northwestern game is at the final, what are we at, final 5 minutes here?
Yep.
We got a big sweat there. We got 4.5 with Northwestern. We're trying to cover some props. Lot of action.
We're trying to get Boo Booey over 20.5 points. He is currently sitting at 16 for the Wildcats. So we'll see if he gets there. Could use a couple of free throws along the way here. That would not hurt. Joseph, what do we got? Did we make a shot or not?
Still 5-2, missed on a 3, Marquette's ball.
Okay. And to be clear, we're not doing play-by-play.
Not at all. There's so much more happening that I'm not telling you.
Exactly.
So it can't possibly be play-by-play because there are lots of plays happening and you're not getting them from me. For example, 3 or 4 just happened without me saying anything, and then Marquette hit a 3 to make it 5-5.
And Joe, I don't know if you know this, I do some play-by-play on the side, and I know what play-by-play looks like.
I would imagine what you're hearing from me is not what we would call play-by-play.
It's not this. For sure.
So if I were to get in trouble, I would have a really good case that I should then be hired to do play-by-play.
Well, I guess in theory.
Think about how that works. If I start doing play-by-play and people come to me and they're like, all right, you're in trouble, you're in violation, okay. But what you're saying is I can now also work in the play-by-play field.
Can't have it
both ways.
No, I agree. I'm not gonna fight you on that. I'm not going to fight you on that. Sound, rational reasoning. Sounds like a lawyer to me. And by the way, Joe is a lawyer. So
well,
there we go.
Graduated law school, failed the bar.
But you're still a lawyer. Like, if you graduate, you're a lawyer. You're a juris doctor, so to speak.
There's a lot. I have the degree. There's a lot of discussion as to what's true and what's not about when you're a lawyer, when you're an attorney. It's like, you're a lawyer when you graduate, you're an attorney when you pass the bar. I don't know. I don't want anyone thinking at all they should come to me for legal advice or assistance in any of those departments. Not really qualified. Graduated, played a lot of online poker.
Listen, you know a guy, you know what you call a guy who graduated last in his class from being a lawyer? A lawyer.
Lawyer, there you go.
Yeah.
Also clear, not last in the class. Not even close.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that you were. I'm saying that anybody that graduates
It felt like a suggestion.
No.
A lot of misses up here, by the way. Still 5-5. Again, not doing play-by-play because so many plays have happened. It's now 8-5 Marquette. So now we're up against it. We're in a potential spot here where the next bucket could put us down. We need to settle in. If we're Western Kentucky, we're going to need to get a bucket. We're going to need to get a stop. Everyone just needs to calm down.
We're just in a little bit of a squeeze box here. That's all.
Did we just commit an offensive violation there as well? Not really sure what's happening. Not looking good.
Well, you don't know what's happening because you're not doing play-by-play.
Now I look up on this other TV. Florida Atlantic's got a bucket. We're within four there, under 4 minutes to go.
So we are keeping you updated on everything that is going on right now in the tournament. Meanwhile, what happened last night? Kentucky out. Lost to Oakland. We had the coach Campy on from Oakland earlier in the show. Calipari, after the game, obviously catching a lot of heat. As Dallin Cuff pointed out earlier, within seconds after the game, there were people tweeting out what the buyout on Calipari was of $33 million at Kentucky for trying to get rid of him if they wanted to move on from him. But Joe,
8-7 Marquette, just throwing it out there. We did get a bucket. We got to get a stop, though.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give me your take.
Stop and a three. Stop and a three. That's all we're looking
for. Big stop.
But Dallin was on the show earlier as we were discussing what's wrong with Kentucky, if in fact it has all passed him by. And here is Mr. Cuff on his take on Kentucky all season.
This flawed team was flawed because of the defensive end all year long. They weren't committed mentally. They weren't committed physically to defending on that side and being as elite as they were in the offensive end. That's not just about freshmen. That's not just, I think that's a cop-out. And he was using that cop-out right after. He didn't do a great job preparing his team in-game, before-game. His team didn't execute, and Reed Sheppard played the worst game of his career.
Well, there you go.
Strong take. Very strong take from Dallin Cuff.
And you know what? Even a little bit stronger, to take it a bit further, from Seth Greenberg.
I think the guys that really know him have seen a change in him, a kinder, gentler Cal in terms of how their teams play, more offensive-oriented Cal. Although, you know, like when he said, like, you know, we knew the zone was going to give us a problem. I cannot believe he said that. But the perception of Cal is he's a terrific coach, but that he's always been ahead of the curve in terms of marketing, recruiting, NIL, and everything else. But he's lost a little bit of his edge in terms of living it 24/7.
Well, Joe, I think two things can be true. I think that can be true. But when you look at Calipari's recruiting philosophy, it has always been to go get the five-star, one-and-done type guys. And with that being the case, there may be a scenario where he just has to adapt, and it's adapt or die and everything. We know it's a lot different right now. You need older players too. Cal has never been the guy to go hammer the portal, and maybe that's something that he needs to start doing.
Okay, first thing, we'll give you an update. We did get the stop, so it is 8-7, our possession. We got fouled on the other end, and we went to a commercial break. So I don't know if we're shooting free throws here or if we have the ball. I'll keep you updated on that. To the point on Cal, I mean, he's one of the godfathers of this. The idea of taking highly recruited high school talent and selling them on the dream of going pro. That's what they want to hear. No kid who's 17 years old wants to hear a story about playing 4 years at Kentucky and finding a way to win a national championship. Your name goes up on the wall and you get that degree. They don't care. They want to go to the NBA and make money, and that's what he sells them on. So those are the players he gets. Nobody wants to follow the path of Steph Curry. They all want to be Durant, LeBron, one and done, or straight to the NBA if they could, if the rules allowed. So that's what Calipari sells. He shows you all the players he sent to the NBA, and he brings those guys in. The problem is he lives up to his word. He sends them to the NBA, and then he's got to go find new guys. Meanwhile, there are people out there that are actually building teams. Teams that are able to compete at this level this time of year. Go back and watch that movie Miracle. Kurt Russell, 1980 U.S. men's Olympic hockey team. He talks about why all-star teams fail, because it relies solely on the individual's talent. Teams, you got to pick players that fit together, coach them up. That's Calipari's biggest thing, and I love the fact that Dallin brought that up. It's not that his players are too young. He doesn't coach them up. He's a great recruiter, much like James Franklin at Penn State. But when it comes time to win, he doesn't get it done. That's what we've been seeing the last few years. First-round exit, second-round exit, first-round exit over the last 3 years. Before that, wasn't even in the dance. So that's what you've got with Kentucky right now. He can point to age all he wants. His team was not prepared to play. Talent wasn't the issue. Age wasn't the issue. It was coaching. He didn't coach him up.
I have trouble last night blaming coaching completely when somebody hits 15 threes against you. It's not like you just played this horrible defense. That happened once all season long against Kentucky. Once. A team got hot. Your team, which, by the way, was the number one three-point shooting team in the country, wasn't hot. They were 9 of 28. The other team hits 15 of 31. That's it. Is that coaching? Are we going to blame them all on that last night?
Well, I mean, you gave up 80. So, you know, maybe one kid gets hot. You gave up 80 points. 80. You got to get stops. You've had a great offense all year. We've known that. You have a lousy defense. Update, 8-8, Marquette, Western Kentucky. We only hit one of the two free throws. Going to need a stop here once again, ladies and gentlemen. Not doing play-by-play. Lots of plays have happened. I have not told you about them.
Joe and I are currently doing some live betting, first to 10, on the Western Kentucky Marquette game.
Hand
Western
man,
Kentucky.
Hit the sound, Handman. Hit the sound.
Oh.
Marquette got to the rack. It was a semi-contested layup, but they're in. It's 10-8 Marquette. The first to 10 is dead. First to 15 lives. First to 15 lives.
We weren't playing that.
Well.
You were.
Some of us maybe. Mikey C's also playing
Mikey
first
C.
to 15. He came in here all banged up. He's like, what are you guys doing? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, Carlin said it was first to 15. Now you're all playing first to 10. I played first to 15. All right, I can bet with you on that too. Don't threaten me with a good time.
See, but here's the problem. If you're going to go and do that, you're the one that told us all, now we got to go first to 10.
We did.
Because first to 15, based on what we saw in the early game, could take until 2 minutes left in the first half.
Look, you can get upset. What's going to end up happening here is I'm going to lose both, and you're going to feel better about having not trailed me on that, okay? So let's not worry too much. We got to get this Northwestern game home, though.
Now we got to get Boo Booey to shoot the basketball.
It's a two-point lead, Northwestern. They're squandering this thing late. They're supposed to be smarter than this. It's Northwestern. Tell you what, Greenberg and Randy Scott and all these other Northwestern alum around here better be ready. They're taking the heat if this team doesn't cover this spread. Text messages galore.
Fair. Very fair. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza money alert.
Pizza, pizza.
All right, we got two more for you that are going to be taking place later today and into this evening. James Madison plus 5.5 over Wisconsin is one of them. Nebraska Pick'em over Texas A&M is another. With James Madison, love the points. Know some guys in Vegas who are playing them. To my point, more importantly, Wisconsin was like white hot from three-point range in the Big Ten tournament. I don't see that continuing. Eventually, that's going to fall off, and I want to be there when it happens. So give me James Madison plus 5.5. The Nebraska A&M game, A&M had a real nice run late in that SEC tournament to slide into the tourney. A lot of people thought their lives were on the line. They found a way to get in. I think this is where the bottom falls out, and we're getting a good price on Nebraska. So final two pizza monies of the show, James Madison plus 5.5 over Wisconsin, Nebraska Pick'em over Texas A&M.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio from Superchargers, exhaust kits, and more. eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive. ebaymotors.com, eligible items only. Exclusions apply. First of all, I don't want to speak out of school here, so to speak. I thought kids who go to Northwestern supposed to be smart. Can we hit some shots?
They came off the timeout and immediately turned it over. Immediately. They called timeout so they could draw up a play where they turned it over.
Oh.
That shows you where they're at. They're up 58-56. This is
disgusting. FAU is up 58-56.
FAU up 58-56. A disgusting display in terms of the usage of that timeout.
Wow. Wow.
The guy who was supposed to come around to get the handoff from Boo Booey just stopped and look confused as to why the defenders were going for the ball and not him. Well, because they saw an opportunity. That's why.
Joe, in the play here, has got Northwestern -4.5.
Plus 4.5. It's not going to matter either way. Who cares?
And I have got Boo Booey over 20.5. He is stuck on 18 right now and has missed his last, 31 shots.
we'll double check that number. Make sure we get you the right details here.
Yeah, I don't want to overstate.
He's been stuck on 18 since the Rose Bowl.
he's getting his looks, though. That's all you can ask for. When you bet an over on a scoring prop, he's getting looks and he's taking shots. So you're at least getting opportunities here. They just have to fall.
Well, the other thing I could ask for
needles here.
Listen, the other thing I could ask for is him to make the shots.
It'd be nice if some of them would fall.
Joe, today is J.J. McCarthy's pro day at Michigan. And as we know, a lot of people very, very high on him. He is starting to move up the draft boards. Our team's going to trade up to the 4 spot. What will we learn today? Well, first, here's Mel Kiper Jr. on pro days and their importance.
Pro days are a joke. Okay, always have been, always will be. Okay, they're meaningless. That's just fun to throw it around. It's like me shooting threes out in my back here. I can do that, but you put somebody on me, I'm gonna miss everything. So the bottom line is they mean nothing, because I can just tell you, I'll tell you for a fact, I got calls from NFL people, friends of mine, that said after the Peyton Manning pro day that if his name was Peyton Jones, not Peyton Manning, he'd be a third round pick. He had wobbly balls, bouncing passes, unimpressive.
Well, Mel, certainly never one to try to just soft touch it.
And mince words.
Gave you exactly what you wanted right there.
Yeah.
But the bigger point is this. Where are we with J.J. McCarthy and where he's going to be? And it seems like a lot of people are getting higher and higher on him. I'm watching Dan Orlovsky this morning on Get Up talking about McCarthy. And you know what my take on McCarthy has been? I wouldn't do it. I would not trade up. I would not go get him. They didn't ask him to go win games at Michigan. This is not somebody that I think is worthy of going up and trading the farm to go and get if I am in need of a quarterback. Here is Dan, though, outlining why he thinks J.J. is the guy.
He's the most consistent quarterback in this draft, in my opinion. Now, is he the most talented? No. And anybody that says, oh my gosh, he doesn't have top 5 pick talent, you really haven't watched him play then that much. If we're looking at Michigan, when you watch his tape, certain style of offense Harbaugh wanted to play, they ran the ball a ton. So there are games where JJ's not asked to do a ton. He was the best quarterback in college football last year on third downs. Okay, so third down and 7+, when everybody on the defense knows Michigan is throwing the football, he was best guy in college football. So while he wasn't maybe asked to do as much as a Caleb or a Jaden, when the money's on the line and like we got to go make plays, he was fantastic.
All right, so to that point, I'll buy it a little bit, because when I've talked to coaches about it, the two most important statistics that they look at are third down and red zone with quarterbacks, with what they're going to do. But I'm still not there. When you are primarily asked to hand the football off through college, yes, he made some plays when he needed to here and there, but that's not a guy that I would look at in today's pro game and say he's going to go win me a ton of games. I think he can be a solid quarterback, but I don't think he's a franchise quarterback by any stretch.
He thinks he's the most consistent quarterback in this year's draft class. That's interesting to me. I'm not in the business of telling Orlovsky he's wrong evaluating quarterbacks. That's not what I'm doing here, because he spends a lot more time watching it than I do. I mean, I just I look at some of these games where he was really good. I look at this Maryland game where he was 12 of 23 for 141 yards with no touchdowns and a pick. And then the following week, he was relatively solid against Ohio State. But again, they didn't ask him to do a whole lot. So I don't know. If he thinks he's more consistent than a guy like Jaden Daniels, okay.
I'm sorry, what did Jaden Daniels go this year? Was it 41-4?
It was insane. I don't have it in front of me. It was insane.
I'll look it up, but I believe it was 41 touchdowns and maybe four picks.
Yeah, but to Orlovsky's point, he's not saying he's the most talented. We might be talking about guys that are the most talented. He said he's the most consistent, so be it. I don't know. I don't know if this is a product of the season ending in January. It's now March. We're still 5 weeks away from finding out who's going where, and we need talking points. So we talk about all this stuff, and then we over-talk about it, and we overthink it. I mean, I don't think McCarthy's doing anything in his pro day that's changing anybody's mind. What's he going to do? He's going to be in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. He's going to go against no defense, and he's going to throw a few passes. If he's moving up your draft board because of that, you got problems with your evaluation process. Now, if you're meeting with him and you've never spoken with him before, that's understandable. You want to get to know the kid, put him through the interview process, see what he's about, see what makes him tick. But ultimately, I don't think there's anything he's going to do on the field that necessarily jumps him up. And I don't know. Maybe it's because he's the most intriguing prospect. It's just I'm trying to figure out why we talk a lot about Caleb Williams. I get it. And we talk a ton about J.J. McCarthy. We don't talk about Jaden Daniels at all.
No.
Like, he's never coming up. Drake May's getting love. Why are we not talking about Daniels? Is he going number two to Washington and it's such a foregone conclusion we're not even bothering with it because there's no intrigue? Because that's a kid who can play, but it feels like we're never even evaluating him.
There's no controversy there,
I guess. Like, there's controversy with McCarthy. Some people like him, some people don't. I guess we're probably all of the opinion that, you know, Daniels is solid, so there's nothing to say from there. By the way, Florida Atlantic 58, Northwestern 56, 26 seconds to go. Missed the free throw for Florida Atlantic. Huge. Coming down to the wire here, not doing play-by-play.
Not at all.
Making it very clear, I am not doing play-by-play. Things are happening, I'm not telling you about them. Therefore, this cannot be play-by-play. I would really like them to not take a two-point shot. I don't want this going OT.
Okay.
And, of course, he ties it up with the two-point shot. Here we go. Now I root against my bet. Go ahead. Florida Atlantic, bury the game winner. 3 seconds left. He gets off a terrible shot. Wow, we're going OT.
Boo-booey bet still alive.
Boo-booey still alive. This is quintessential not being prepared. Did anyone watch what Florida Atlantic just did there? They had the ball. They have plenty of time to get down the court and get a shot up. That was horrendous.
They had a timeout.
Horrendous. He throws up a three with two guys in his face from about 8 feet behind the line and has it halfway blocked. That was the best they came up with because they didn't want to call timeout, apparently. All right, so you press him. Northwestern, great job on defense. Of course this is going OT. is where the dog goes to die.
It's Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. More of our pain in moments. The very latest to the rest of the NCAA tournament. Carlin versus Joe, where our bets come to die on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NCAA Tournament Update.
Oh, we are sweating it out all over the place. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, Northwestern, Joseph, 67-59, 2:21 left in overtime. They are up by 8, and we also played the Boo Booey over 20.5 points. He is sitting on 20 right now.
He just knocked down a bucket. He got you to 20. And the good news is with this lead, this is what's very important for you, my friend. If you haven't thought about it already, to everyone who's played the Booey overs, Florida Atlantic's going to be fouling in the near future here.
Well, they better get there quick because right now they're only sitting on 4 fouls. 4 team fouls in the entire second half. They're not in the bonus yet.
Yeah, calm down. You're going to get the fouls. Have you ever watched college basketball?
Yes, I
have. They're
going
to foul their face off.
I understand.
This game's an hour and a half from ending because of the fouls.
I just got to make sure that the right guy's getting fouled. That's all.
You get the ball into the hands of your guard. That's how it works. He's going to get the ball.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
You don't like it when I talk about whether or not your bets are going to hit, do you? This is me trying to mush this bet. You know what? Sit Booey the rest of the way. We don't need any more. 20's good enough. Rest
right,
them up for the next round.
What else is going on? What's going on Baylor-Colgate?
Baylor's important. They are up oh, my God. The Baylor game's almost over. Holy moly, Baylor caught up to Northwestern in a hurry. That's what happens when it's a blowout. Baylor by 20, 86-66, 2 minutes to go. I didn't realize this. We got to sweat this now because Baylor's a 14-point favorite, and we may have laid it with the Bears. So let's bring this clock all the way down. You got San Diego State leading UAB 33-26, 140 to go in the first half. And then Marquette 26, Western Kentucky 19, 7:51 to go in the first half. Apologies to everyone who played the first to 10, first to 20, first to 15s. We lost them all.
Yeah, we played the first to 20 on the we played the first to 10, rather, and then Joe went and played 15 and 20 and did not cash in, lost on those as well in
so
the
did
Western
Mikey
Kentucky
C.
game. Huh?
Mikey C. also lost.
Oh, good. Okay.
I want to make sure all the losers get their names called
that
out on
air. That makes me feel better. Mikey C. getting in there, too. Joe, just a couple of women's scores as well. Late first half, South Carolina rolling over Presbyterian, as you would expect, 27-10. You've also got Louisville over Middle Tennessee State at the break, 38-27. Earlier today, Ohio State routed Maine in the Portland Regional, and North Carolina outlasted Michigan State 59-56. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We talked about not getting sucked in by teams the other day. Can you avoid getting sucked in? And the Jets are the team that right now a lot of people seem to be getting sucked in with, including Tyron Smith.
I saw that, you know, what they can do as far as the teams, and they're, and everybody wants to win as any other team does. But I just feel like they have a they have all the pieces together right now, and they can, you know, the final pieces in this offseason to produce a team that could, you know, could go all the way. You know, I've played against Aaron throughout my career a couple of times, and you know, I know what kind of quarterback he is. I know what he can do. If you just give him a little bit of time, I'm just here, you know, do our best to give him that time.
Listen, I get it. We're getting excited. The Jets are getting pumped up again. They haven't had much to get excited about, and they're taking the route that unfortunately they are forced to take, which is bringing in some of these guys. Tyron Smith's a very good player. Can he come in and prove himself to be able to stay healthy and kind of earn another contract beyond this? I still cannot find myself getting sucked in by what the Jets are doing. I can't do it yet.
Does it feel like when you become a member of this team, you go through some sort of brainwashing almost instantaneously to where you're saying things about the organization that no one else can see? Like, I get it. On the surface and in a vacuum, Smith is talking highly about the team that just signed him. That's normal. But if you remember last year, it was nothing but, you know, Rodgers is around the facility all the time. We love him. All the guys love him. You know, we're all fired up. We're all still playing hard. And then you'd watch them and they'd be a mess and they'd be losing and they'd look incompetent at times. But everyone kept speaking positively. I mean, maybe part of me should look at that and say, all right, keep an optimistic frame of mind. Keep moving forward. Battle in the face of adversity. But every time we hear something out of the Jets, it's always just about like, yep, ready to win. Everyone, love everyone in here. And then you see the product and it's like, this does not match up at all.
Yeah. I mean, all completely fair.
Right?
And then we get to training camp and then there's the first injury. There's the second injury. Like, yeah, it doesn't match up.
Maybe this is the year though. Sometimes you go through that. We talk about injury luck. And we talked about it a lot with the Philadelphia Eagles. 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, they were one of the healthiest teams in the NFL. You will go through regressions with injuries, much like you will shooting, much like you will pass. passing, anything in the NBA. We talk about it all the time. I'm not going to get bogged down in it. Point is, the Eagles were very healthy. Then they were very injury prone. The Jets suffered a lot of injuries last year. Maybe this year's the year they're actually really healthy. And if they're really healthy, what's the limit? What's the sky for a really healthy Jets team?
I got to stop you for a second. I want to ask this question to our two resident Jet fans, Handman and Evan.
They have no idea what we're talking about. They are grinding out the end of this Northwestern game. Did you get the buoy point yet?
No, we're waiting on it.
He's got the ball in his hands. Here it is. Here he goes. They call the foul. Call the foul. They're not going to call the foul.
Yeah. They fouled Handborg before, but they didn't foul Boat Buoy.
They did. The refs just want this game then. The refs don't get overtime for overtime.
This is where you swallow the whistle? Come on.
Yeah, right there. That's a massive hack right there. That is absolutely a foul. You should be on the line shooting
him.
For the prop.
To your Jets point, what did you expect them to do? Because
I want to ask you this question, though. I want to ask you this question. How many times in your life have you asked the question or said out loud, maybe this is the year?
Twice.
What were the two years? This past year?
Last year with Rodgers. And I was young, but 98, the same year again when they had Vinny Testaverde and he went down with the Achilles in the first week of the season, like those 2 years. Or 99,
so
sorry.
You've obviously got to stop saying that because it immediately results in an Achilles injury to a quarterback.
Yep.
Okay. Handman?
Yep.
What's the question here?
Yeah, he has no idea. He is so wrapped up. He's got more action than I think he's letting on. He's reacting to everything. All the TVs are on. He is reacting to everything. Do you got action in the women's games too? You probably do.
I had a little on North Carolina earlier.
So are they reviewing whether or not he got fouled?
This better be.
I think out of bounds, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, they're not bothering with what actually happened.
He got fouled.
He got clobbered.
He got hacked.
Yeah.
You guys should be on the line here.
There's no question that Boo Booey wanted the intentional foul. I don't know that he's getting that here, but we'll see. For those who are wondering why we are going nuts right now over the Northwestern Florida Atlantic game, it's because we have over Boo Booey, a couple of us on the show do, over 20.5 points, and he is currently sitting on 20 with 49.2 seconds left in overtime.
And was just fouled.
You know how yesterday...
Not fouled, Joe, assaulted.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know how it was all ball yesterday in the Samford game?
Yeah.
That was all arms.
It was all arms. It was all arm. There's nothing about it that even looks like it's not anything but an egregious foul. By the way, for anyone who tailed on Baylor, we're home. We're home with Baylor. They covered the number. That was as easy as it gets, by the way. We could use a few more of those.
Yeah, well, I would like one winner, and this would be it. This is where I'm standing right now because I had the over in this game. It's not going to hit that since the two of them decided to go back and play with peach baskets in the first half.
What was the total, though?
142.5.
Yeah, you got to 133 with 49 to go. If it was
in
closer,
overtime,
you'd be fine. Yeah, but overtime, yay.
At least, but Joe, they combined to score 39 points in the first half. This should have been over a while ago.
I know. What you want is a hackathon. It's an 11-point game. I don't know if you get the hackathon.
Exactly. Are they just going to give it up?
Florida Atlantic was a Final Four team last year. You can't quit. I don't care if you're down 30. You got to foul all the way out here.
Keep fouling, Dusty May. No quitting, Dusty May.
Well, Western Kentucky, give them some props. They're down 31-28. They're hanging around.
Yeah,
around. Five minutes to go. 6 minutes to go in the first half.
Okay, Teddy, KGB, I gave up on them at the race to 10, okay?
Do we double down race to 10 second half?
I actually have a real question. You know what? That's a real question. I don't want to double down on that. We got to get through Northwestern here and figure out life. I'm going to throw this one at you. Caitlin Clark scoring props.
Yeah.
Is it communist of me to go with the unders? Because I think these numbers are awfully inflated because everyone's going to bet the over. The bookmakers know you're coming. She's the most popular player in the country right now, men's or women's. It is no disrespect to her. I always want to make that very clear. It's not like I think she's going to have a bad game. I just think the pricing is inflated, and I think there might be value in the under on Caitlin Clark. I don't think there's anyone in the country that actually wants to make that bet. So I have to ask, is it?
No.
Would Senator Joseph McCarthy have a problem with me for making that bet, is what I'm asking.
No.
That's over the heads of
anybody
everyone.
Goes anywhere. Anybody does what they have to do.
We have to do what we have to do. Listen, this is a business.
It is a business.
Oh, so
what's the number against Holy Cross for
her? There was another foul up here, and it's not Boo Boo.
No, it's not Boo Boo.
Luke Hunger Games on the line. Season free throw percentage, 66%. Not the guy you want up here right now.
Why is he in the game?
That's what's amazing, some of this decision making. He did knock that one down.
And did Florida Atlantic wait long enough to actually foul down 10? I mean, they wasted about 12 seconds. Oh, my God.
I'll try to get the Caitlin Clark numbers. I don't know. Is she playing tomorrow? I think she's tomorrow.
Yes, she so we might have tomorrow to wait afternoon on ABC.
All right. Yep. Yeah, I'm just saying. I know people aren't going to be happy with that, but the under might be the play.
Whether or not you're, you know, still to be considered an American, you're trying to make money. That's as much as American as it gets. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio. NCAA tournament update.
Oh my God. We got home with Boo Booey. He makes a couple of free throws. Thank God he goes over 20 and a half. Joe, where do we stand here?
76-63, 11 seconds to go in overtime. Northwestern leading. The Northwestern cover looks good. The Boo Booey over 20 and a half looks good. He is checked out of the game. In terms of getting to your over, though, I don't know. We only hit one of the two free throws there. We need Florida Atlantic to try to drill a bucket here. Uncontested to the rack at the layup. He got the layup. So what are we at? We are 142. At 142. Are we going to get a foul?
Give me a foul!
They're going to let him dribble it out.
Oh,
so close. If he had made the front end of that free throw, you have... Wait, 142. Does that push for you, Carlin?
No, it's 142 and a half.
Oh, God. The missed free throw is a killer.
Wow.
Well, I mean, okay. Damn it, that kid hits that free throw.
But he had Boo Booey.
The Boo Booey hit was nice. Yeah, that was nice. Overtime did well for everybody. No, not... All right, so we want to say bad beat here, but the reality is we were never in play for that over. It would have been a miracle over.
Yes, it would have been a miracle over, but that, again, the first half rock fight did not help us. Did not help us at all.
Oh, jeez. I need a shower. I need a shower, I need a beer, and I stopped drinking, so, like, this is no good. I don't know what I was thinking with that.
You basically just delivered it like Lloyd Bridges in Airplane. Right. I picked a hell of a day to stop drinking.
I came home yesterday. I looked at my wife. I go, the day I've had, it's the first day I've thought about drinking in a while. She goes, oh, here we go. I just started pounding non-alcoholic beers. She's like, you know that's not going to do anything. I go, it does just enough. It does just enough to make me think I'll be fine.
Let's get some other scores here. San Diego State 35-29 over UAB at the half. That's the 5-12 game in the East. Marquette trailing Western Kentucky. What do you got on the score updated there?
I got to be honest. I dropped my mug. I didn't hear anything.
39-33 Western Kentucky.
39-33 Western Kentucky. 2:18 left first half. Then we got Northwestern just 177-65 in overtime. Baylor 92-67. Over Colgate.
Western Kentucky on a 14-2 run.
How about that?
Well, where was this to start the game?
Exactly. Why don't we start the game with a 14-2 run when we go and we play a little live run to first to 10.
Kolek's playing for Marquette today, right? They said he was going
to
play.
Hey, not too late to get in. First to 10 in the second half.
We got to breathe here, boys. We got to breathe a little bit. We got Baylor home nicely. The Northwestern one was crazy. We got to breathe a little bit. We got to assess the card. What's coming up here?
Other games coming up. We can fill you in on
Florida,
that.
Florida, Colorado.
Stetson, UConn is supposed to be starting soon.
Stetson, UConn is a bit late, it says.
That's a first to 10 with Stetson.
Yeah.
First to 20 is 6-1. If Stetson's a good three-point shooting team, if they get hot early, we could catch the 6-1 on the first to 20. Granted, we're going against UConn.
Don't have to twist my arm.
From what I understand, they're
pretty
good.
What about Clemson?
Clemson, New Mexico.
I'm split on this. Everybody likes New Mexico. I'm going Clemson.
JG3, baby. Another 5-1-8 product.
Oh, God.
All right. That's a lot of Albany getting into the show today.
You just gave two sentences, Handman, that nobody understands.
That's the Albany area code is the 518?
Sorry, yes. Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, no, let's just make sure the audience knows what we're talking about as they tune us out.
For reference, Boo Booey, also from Albany, New York, went to Troy High.
All right.
Yep. Thank God, he got us home, you know, after his 3-point first half output.
Hey, that's what star players do.
Yep.
You guys should buy the jersey.
Matters.
All right, so what else we got here? Let's run through. We got Yale-Auburn.
Other games this afternoon, okay? We've got the Western Kentucky game going on as we speak. They're up 10 now with a minute and a half left in the half.
I'd like that. That would upset that part of the region. That'd be very nice for the Colorado futures.
The Stetson-UConn game, it says delayed. That's going to get started here in a bit. At 10 were
they
after.
Are they on the Northwestern court? Is that why the overtime delayed it?
I don't think they are. Yeah, they must be. Actually, they must be. They must be on the overtime because that's the 8-9 game. So, yes, it would be. Same pod.
I love it how your first instinct was to assume I was wrong, and then you thought it through, and you're like, no, he's probably right.
Just going off of previous experience.
I was going to say the default setting is, no, it can't possibly be that.
Well,
as
when
I think about it, it's most definitely that.
It says delayed. It makes me think something went wrong. You've also got 10 after. You've got New Mexico, Clemson.
It's a big game right there.
That's coming up 10 after the hour.
Real big game. Do you trust the Mountain West? Everybody on ESPN Bet Live, by the way, we're back tomorrow, 10 a.m. ESPN 2, 10 a.m. ESPN 2, full hour. We got you set for everything you need to know, men's and women's brackets, all that good stuff. Everybody likes New Mexico.
It is a 3:15 Eastern time tip for UConn, so 15 past the hour.
Okay.
Next hour now, after that game got held up. Then later on, Auburn, Yale. 4:15 Eastern.
Feels like an under.
4:13 game. Florida, Colorado, 4:30 p.m. Eastern.
Very much like Colorado there. Very much like Colorado.
Colorado is a 1.5 favorite in that game because Florida, as we know, lost a big man to the broken leg.
But that swung. That swung. This was as high as Colorado plus 2.5 yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, ESPN Bet right now has the Colorado minus 1.5.
They are a very good 3-point shooting team that did not shoot well at all against Boise State on, I want to say, Wednesday in the play-in, but they still won and covered. Like, this team is, they've won 9 of 10. They're getting hot at the right time. People view them a certain way because they look at the totality of the statistics in the season, but they had a lot of injuries, and they're starting to get healthy. Like, Colorado, put it like this. I played them. We talked about this on the show on Monday. 150-1 to win the region because they were a play-in team. They were 150-1.
Right.
You know what they are right now after winning the play-in game and Kentucky getting knocked out as well as Texas Tech?
Well, I do because, I was watching this morning.
Good. So. You're smart. You know what to watch.
I was watching ESPN Bet. I found that out.
Did you notice how when I said that, no one got all that excited? It's almost like people are rooting for me to lose that bet.
It really kind of was. I did notice that.
It took the air right out of the room. When I set it up, I was like, does anyone know what it is now?
Yeah.
And Dallin says 75-1. I go, no, it's 12-1. You would think people would say, wow, incredible handicapping, Joe. This is an all-timer. But instead, it was just a bunch of, let's keep the show moving. We're behind.
Aaron Dolan looked indifferent. I would say that.
Disgusted, some would say.
Fulgham, Tyler, he had absolutely no interest.
Out to lunch.
And Dallin was tolerating you in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Oh, 12-1, that's nice. What's next? What do we got, fellas? Tyler, what's on the rundown? What do we got?
I'm glad that someone else noticed that, because in the moment I thought this is a real opportunity to build up Joe Fortenball, and no one seized it.
Here's the thing. You can always rely on me to sense just the smallest little snub.
You sense those out, huh?
I do. Whenever somebody is just very slightly getting disrespected, I'll be there.
Hey, Joe, I didn't want to text you this during the show, but feels like you were disrespected a little bit in that Colorado segment.
Yeah, I should have. You know what? The next time that happens, I'm going to text you that.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm checking everything
will.
In real time.
I absolutely will. Oh, my God.
Let's go. Best of luck to everyone out there before we see you on Monday.
Oh, dear God. Make some money, will you, people?
Thanks for listening to the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Carlin versus Joe weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Carlin versus Joe podcast.